Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And I'm pretty convinced Maria is being coached by Bachelor Clues. Of
horses. What?
He said Why somebody, he's that? Coaching somebody. I think it's Maria. I think the bullshit that she pulled this episode, throwing this little plot twist, threatening to leave. Yeah, to me, it felt very, it felt a little staged, a little scripted, a little on some bullshit, like not very real. That was the first thought that came to my head. I was like, this doesn't feel genuine. It feels like a move.
Yeah.
Did you feel the same?
Yeah.
And I love Maria, but
I love Maria. Oh my God, that would be so iconic if he coached a bachelorette into like the spot of being bachelorette. Because we're all, I mean, it's not just us. Like, we're everybody is going for this girl to be bachelorette.
For bachelor, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be hysterical. Yeah, I had the same initial thought. I think throwing these tantrums, you have to be in a real specific spot. To be throw allowed. A tantrum and to be allowed
to be allowed to exactly
yep and I think her like combination of her very minx like energy and her the fact that they were already in Canada I think led to a perfect storm I think
I was watching that I was like how I don't know how Joey didn't see how's he seeing beyond that. Someone threatening to leave at this hour, right before hometowns.
Yeah, right after her one-on-one the week before.
After amazing one-on-one in her home country. And this is like a make or break moment. We're going to hometowns. This is like the most important rose ceremony that there is, I think.
Yeah.
And she pulls this and somehow he like is able to oversee. Like, this bitch is moving. This girl's working. She putting the moves on him. And it's probably a little bit of her, but a little bit of coaching as well. Yeah. You know? Shout out to Game of Roses. Love y'all. Shout out to Game of Roses. As I'm watching now, I'm like, which one of these, which one of y'all, which one is it? You know?
Yeah.
But anyways, what are your initial thoughts, friend? Tell me. God. What are you excited to chat about?
This guy. Oh my God. I have no idea why he gave that rose to Daisy. I am really starting to side with David. I am not seeing it. It's giving friend.
Friend, this is one of my initial thoughts as well. I don't really see it with Daisy.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. Nope. I don't know what happened. Something died off.
David, like David came on our
David planted podcast. The seed. I know. I agree. I feel like there's like, you definitely see something real and unspoken between him and Kelsey A. I think even Rachel feels very real and mature. Like they have a real mature connection. Maria, they at least have physical chemistry.
At the very least. Yep.
There's something there. I don't know about the future, but there's something there. They look good together at least. But with Daisy, like independently, she's super sweet. And I, you know, I see her appeal, I guess, but with Joey, I don't see that like it factor between them.
No.
I see it the least between the two of them versus everybody else that's left.
Absolutely. Okay. And she is also the most different, I would think, from all three of those other women. To me, she feels really like a little more akin to like a Charity, right? Like very girl next door, very like a little, you know, kind of
floated in on a little dandelion.
On a exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Aloof maybe, and then these other three are like, you know, very witty and very mature and
well-rounded. Mm-hmm. Like grown women in a way.
But I could totally see this girl selling me Christmas tree accoutrements
or something.
In a pair of overalls. Fully.
Yes.
Odd. Oh, strange.
I know.
So yeah, I don't really like see it with them anymore the way that we, I guess, were forced to previously.
That's so funny.
And then that about Maria, her tantrum was so well planned. That was a well-planned one. So kudos to you, whoever you are.
Yep. Maria. Quote, unquote, Maria. She's got fake name and shit. I don't know. Imagine. She's like her alias. Her name's like Megan.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Ooh. Oh, my God. Wow. And yeah, I am very excited. I'm just excited for Hometowns, to be honest. The week before Hometowns is not my favorite episode. I know it's Tracy's favorite, but this is not mine. So as far as what I'm excited to talk about this week, this is going to be a bit of a controversial one. I'm just going to strap y'all in now. Okay.
Oh.
How old is too old for your parents to be protective over your emotions? And I'm talking about Daisy. Daisy said that she's like not falling for Joey and not bringing him home because her parents have like seen her go through so much. Girl, you are a 25-year-old grown lady. What do you mean you can't bring somebody home because your parents are too defensive over your emotions? You signed up for this television program. Right. And even if you didn't, you're going to bring somebody home. And like, I was very, very confused about that. And I would love to talk about it.
It's giving immature. And it's reminding me a little bit of Amy at Love is Blind, on Love is Blind this season.
I know.
Same thing. It's like, everything is dependent on my father. And it's like, what? How old are we? We're still doing this? Just bring whoever's home and dad hears him. I love your thoughts, but like, we're getting married. Right. You know what I mean? Like, great question.
And like, how good is your judgment? You know? Anyway.
What's your thoughts, Fred? Well, I shared it. I felt the same about Daisy. Talked about Maria already. And my last thought is, somebody let us know in the comments, and I wonder if Bachelor Data did this digging. I don't think there ever is a cocktail party before the hometown's rose ceremony. Right?
I don't know if they...
It's always canceled.
Is ever emotionally stable enough to have...
Right. I feel like it's always canceled. So... knowing that if you do your homework, ladies, like before going on the show, knowing that if you end up on a group date, you really got to bring it. You have to bring it on that group date because that's your last chance. You can't bet on getting to see him again because you're not. So, yeah, I just think his mind was made up on Rachel and Maria beforehand. Kelsey T and Jen didn't really have a chance unless they somehow brought it out during the group date and were able to change his mind or something.
I would love to think Kelsey T had a chance because why would she get the rose last week on her one-on-one if you didn't see it?
But yeah, I think she was baking on that little one-on-one time and really gotta like pull it all out during the final group date.
I guess.
I guess.
Or at that point, he's not your husband and you just go home. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. Just go home. So I think he had his mind made up even before, so I don't know how much you could do. But for anybody who wants to go on the show, just remember that. I don't think there's a cocktail party before the hometown. So
not us doing how to win the Bachelorette.
I know.
Shime and Schuster, call us.
Oh, God. Anyways, what I'm excited to talk about is, can you change someone's mind about wanting a relationship with you? Can you change their mind? Is it worth it? Is it possible?
Oof.
We'll chat about it at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we dive into the recap, I do have a little bit of Bachelor Nation news.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So first thing, Giannina and Blake, you know, they're having a baby, right?
Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes.
Something interesting on Giannina's story that I want to chat about.
Oh, cool. Okay, cool.
Then Catherine of Sean and Catherine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Had a little mommy makeover. I also
want
to talk
about. What? A BBL?
We'll wait.
Yeah. Okay.
Her kind of, but also just like mommy makeovers and this whole thing. And then that's pretty much it. There's nothing really else in Bachelor World. Last thing I saw, which whatever we talk about now, Jessica from Love is Blind is gonna be on Nick Viall's podcast.
Jessica from Love is Blind. Oh, it's like Jessica Simpson. Like Jessica. Oh, Jessica and Mark. Jessica. Yeah. But okay. That seems appropriate. She could.
Yeah,
probably,
seems about right. So
yeah, seems about right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to DeAndre or anybody in the Facebook group who can type up a little transcript.
I mean,
I still can't watch that man. So
no, definitely can't watch that man. And those two don't seem like there's gonna be much going on.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, want to listen to this episode ad free with our juicy Bachelor Nation news hot takes? Join the Rose Garden over at Patreon. On Patreon, you can watch us on video as well. You can also join us for our Millionaire Matchmaker rewatch. So yeah, head to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose. Try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. And shout out to the Rose Garden. Love you guys. All right, let's dive into the recap.
Let's do it.
So we cold open on Maria sitting with Joey talking some bullshit, talking about how this process has gotten the best of her, and she don't know if she could do it anymore. And from that moment, I literally wrote my notes. She's 100% being coached. That cold open, I was like, I don't buy it. I don't see the authenticity in this face. I see a move happening. Anyways, we are in Jasper, Canada. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
I want to go.
Shit. This is where you've heard of Banff, where everybody's been going to Banff lately.
Nope.
No? Mm-mm. Okay.
What's that? That sounds like a concert.
You see these pictures of Canada where it's like mountains and like a icy blue water.
Ooh.
That's Banff. I feel like the last like 2-3 years, I've been seeing it a lot on like my Instagram, people going to Banff. So I'm assuming it's like in the same region. Cause when they were going around, I was like, oh, that looks like Banff, what I've seen. But it's Jasper.
Oh, shit. Whatever. We gotta ask Jody.
I know. I'm sure she's been.
Yeah.
So Joey, he's riding around his own motorcycle, discussing last week being really tough, especially with Lexi deciding to leave. And, you know, going into this week, there's 6 women left. The 2 Kelseys, Maria, Daisy, Jen, and Rachel. And he's, you know, wondering for each of them, can I see a future? Can this person be my wife? Because they're about to go into hometown. So this is like super important.
Yeah.
Last big week before hometowns. So now with the ladies, date card arrives. At this point, everyone's gotten a one-on-one.
Yes.
Which is interesting. That doesn't always happen.
That has never happened in the time that I've been doing this podcast.
Dang, really?
Yeah. Never. Yeah. There's always been one straggler at the end.
Always.
Even in Golden. It was Sandra.
Shit, you're right. Yeah. There's usually a straggler and then a date card arrives and the one-on-one is a second one-on-one for somebody else. So this was refreshing. Everybody got a one-on-one. So it was like even playing ground. But now whoever gets this one-on-one, you still are kind of like, why does he want to see her again? So Descartes arrives. It's for Daisy. Says, let's ride off into the sunset together, which I feel like this made sense. It was fair. Daisy had her one-on-one was the first one-on-one.
A long time ago.
Very long time ago. But poor Jen. Jen was very sad because hers was also a minute ago. So for Daisy's one-on-one, we're reminded she's the only girl who hasn't expressed explicitly to Joey how she's feeling. She hasn't said the I'm falling for you. No variations of that. She said jack shit.
Because that's how she feels.
And she was his first connection. So they've been just kind of holding on to that. But she hasn't given him much words to hang on to. So that's like on his mind. So for their date, they go horseback riding. So fucking beautiful. this little scenery. My goodness.
I want to go so gorgeous. Bad, I know. This is
absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, man.
I know.
This will be so fun.
How far is Banff? What the flights look like? Can we figure this out? I would go here. I was watching. I was like, this place is fucking beautiful.
I want to see elk in real life.
Yeah, yes. And moose and shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, right? Oh my God. Would you guys watch that? A vlog of us doing wilderness shit?
Oh God.
To New York City, black girls doing wilderness shit? I think that'd be so fun.
That would be fun. I would love this. So yeah, they horseback ride. And then, of course, there's a magical hot tub in the middle of nowhere.
Of course. I think this is our is this our first or second magical hot tub of the this season?
I don't remember. This might be the first one I remember.
This might be the first one, which makes it so much more enjoyable. I love this season so much. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, they hop in the hot tub. They're talking about hometowns, the future, blah, blah, blah. All seems to be well. They're kissing, having a good time. But Daisy's in her interview saying that she is not in love with Joey.
Yeah, she didn't really like him like that.
He cute and all, but like, that's the energy she's giving. I'm like, bitch, you better go home. Right. Slide that card over to Kelsey T if you don't want it. Shit. The heck? Her energy was so like, Sheesh. Now, quickly back with the ladies, another date card arrives, and it is a one-on-one, or I guess it was a group date card. The only person not on it was Kelsey A. Kelsey obviously. A. We all saw this coming.
Wifey.
His wife.
Yes, I'll be your wifey. That's her.
That's her. So obviously she was getting this card. I don't know why you were so surprised, Jen. Oh, Lord. Now, back with Daisy and Joey. Daisy in this little, like, I wrote in my notes, it was like a sexy nun top.
This is possibly the worst dinner outfit we've ever seen.
It was not cute.
Why was the neck so high? Why was the shoulder so open? And then the other one so long. It was a long sleeve and then it was a half shoulder, but the shoulder started at the neck, girl.
So weird. So she's been strangled.
So much coverage and then not at all. Oh, Daisy.
But also not at all, man.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So yeah, she wants to, going into the day, she's like, she wants to give him her truth, which is again, telling him that I'm not in love with him. She's like so set on like making sure he knows that she's not in love with him.
I like that though. I like that because these other broads are, and she knows that. And she's like, you know what? I got to let him know now. Not only do I not like you, my parents are not going to like you either. So if you want to come home, that's on you.
That's on you. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So they sit, they chat. You know, she's all excited for hometowns. She's curious to see how he's going to be with her family, you know, all that, which I understand. I feel like I'm like clowning Daisy now, but I understand her completely. With it does feel a little premature to give all these feelings. I love you. I'm falling for you. All this stuff before I've seen you sit next to my dad and my brother and hanging out.
Oh, you know what I mean? Really? You think?
I don't know. In this kind of process, in this here process,
I see. Okay, yeah.
I would kind of want or need to see that a little bit before telling them I'm in love with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So, I need to see you in the real world of some extent.
In some capacity.
Yeah.
Because right now we are existing in La La Land. So these feelings are based on these beautiful fucking mountains and these gorgeous dates we've been going on. Like, a lot of it feels orchestrated. I feel like I would need a little bit of reassurance of seeing you in my space to drop some big things like, I'm in love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she says, you know, I really, really like you, but am I there yet? No. There meaning love, I guess. She didn't really say.
I guess so. Yeah.
She's like, I do see myself falling in love with you. And Joey's like, you know, that's fine. Like, I just want you to feel confident, you know, for me to meet your parents, even if you're not there yet. So then she goes off on her whole thing about her family is super protective of her, you know, seeing what they've, you know, them seeing her through what she's been through with her medical conditions the last few years. And she's like, yeah, they're going to have some big questions for, you know, how you'll be able to support me and blah blah blah.
How will we able to? What?
Which I just feel like don't know, I feel like she was teeing up, like, trying to scare him maybe for, like, a real rocky hometowns when, I mean, I feel like everybody's family and parents is going to have some questions on how they'll be able to support.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm not really sure where she was going with this.
I don't know where she was going with this either. And also, I don't know, it's not a differentiating factor. Like you said, everybody's parents are like, so there's three other girls. What do you plan on doing with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, everybody's like that. So there's, everybody. It's not, you're not any different because of what you're coming, the very recent trauma that you're coming in with. But maybe she feels like her parents are, I don't know, more protective of her emotions, I guess. But then why'd you sign up for the show?
I don't know, girl.
Okay, so you don't know either. We already know the lesson learned, okay?
Right. Girl. I hear her, but I'm also like, okay, but that's hometowns. Like, that's everybody.
Yeah.
So what's, like, special, I guess, about your case? You've been through something big, catastrophic, medical, but everybody has gone through some type of trauma or whatever, and the parents are going to be worried about who this person is and if they can tend to their daughter. So what exactly are you saying? Like, what else? But whatever, she needs her little moment, I guess. So yeah, he just reassures her that everything will be fine, blah blah. And yeah, they try to create this edit as if she may not go to hometowns.
Yeah,
or she might not want to do, or, you know, they're trying real hard to make it look like something was about to happen. But then she got the rose and she's going hometown, so there's that.
Yeah. I really was hoping so, because I do not want this girl to be bachelorette.
No, I don't think any, no. I don't want to see it. Maria or bust. Period.
Period.
So yeah, they go ice skating, they play hockey, they kiss. Yeah, cute. Now, time for the group dates. The ladies meet Joey out in the wilderness, and they're going to learn how to be lumberjills. I feel like we see this date. I feel like we've seen this
date. We definitely see this date. It has to be the date before hometowns, because there's so much aggression running around, because this is the most awkward group date there is this one.
You think so? This one? I thought the...
Definitely.
Where were they? The last time when they were like doing the little cult circle dance around Joey.
Oh, no, that was crazy.
That was awkward.
But I think just chemistry wise, like this group date right before hometowns when there's only like three people there is... the most tense.
It is very tense. Yeah.
Like tense energy in there.
Yeah. So Maria, she's struggling being on this group day. She's like, look, I'd rather be with Joey or in my room by myself.
Or alone. Like,
or alone. I don't do the outdoors, first of all. Second of all, I don't do these other bitches.
Tell.
Her energy is hilarious.
I love it.
And I get it. I don't want to do this group date. Come and get me for the rose ceremony, the cocktail party.
Yeah.
When I get some one-on-one. This in between competing and chopping the wood, this is stupid. I don't want to be here. So yeah, they do this little lumber Jill competition, blase, blah. And at one point, Jen goes to interrupt Joey during his interview to give him a kiss. And all the ladies saw. No, he was very annoyed.
Yeah, this is not the first time she's done this.
No, Jen.
I like it.
I like it too.
I like Jen.
I do too. You see moments, you got to create them. So that's all she's doing. Now, time for the cocktail party for the or the night portion of the group date. Jen and Joey get their little time together. She's really nervous about hometown. She was talking a lot about like cultural differences and her mom not really understanding this process, and she's never brought anybody home before. I think she's only like 24 or 25.
She's young, really young. She held off PT school for this and then she's gonna come home with all this camera crew.
I know. And her mom is like, what the fuck is happening?
What is this, girl? What? Yeah. Your fake boyfriend? He got three other girlfriends? What the fuck is this?
No.
Yeah.
But I thought it was good, though, her being honest about the cultural differences. Like, I for damn sure need to see you in my space, because my family is different, and I need to see how you feel among them.
Right.
And how the vibe is. Like, is it going to put you off? Is it too different for you? Like,
yeah.
It's a real thing, dating somebody that's not your race and not your culture either, you know?
Yeah, I think what's interesting about what Jen said too is that she also feels uncomfortable. She's like, me and my mom have a lot of differences. Like, I'm up here on the most American TV show there is. There's like this and American Idol. Like, and Shark Tank. Like, that's it. And so even if he can support her in those differences, like, I think that's why she was prepping him so much, because she too feels it.
And
it's gonna be weird.
We need to walk in like a united front. Really convince, I guess, my mom that everything is kosher. This crazy American shit I'm doing.
Yeah, which is such an interesting contrast to Daisy's warning. Of like, I'm on team Christmas tree farm. So you on your own, buddy.
Yeah, that's true. That was the energy. It was like, once I'm home, I'm home. So you gonna have to figure this shit out. It was like, God. Now, Joey, he just assures Jen, like, it doesn't scare me. It doesn't make me nervous about me and your family. You know, I can make sure to make myself at home, comfortable with everybody. I feel like Joey, he can meet any family. He can shapeshift his way into every mama's heart. Like, between that face, them eyes, that hair, like, they'll be fine by the end.
Yeah, I think, I'm trying to remember him with Charity's family. Because didn't they pull him aside and ask him about race?
They did.
And I remember
he put together
in
his
that
PC answer, and it
he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah, exactly. But his face was very like, I have to say the right thing. So many Joey faces in my phone, just waiting to use them as a GIF. And that's one of them.
Yeah. But yeah, I think he's like confident in his ability to like charm people and charm families, and like, so he's like chilling. Which made her feel a lot better too. Now he sits with Kelsey T, and you know, she says this whole process is very hard because her feelings are very real and strong. She does share with him. I guess this was like a reveal for him, or for her. It was like letting something off her chest, telling him that her dad doesn't actually know that she's on the show. Like, FYI. And you could tell it was like a weight lifted off of her when she told him this, which I wasn't that surprised, honestly, by that.
No,
hearing
me either.
The history of, I know for damn sure her dad wasn't going to be on, he wasn't going to be at Hometown.
No, on camera. Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been interesting, but no. But yeah, she kind of let him know that, and, you know, they kiss, and she says, my heart feels full when I'm with you. It's like,
oh Kelsey.
I know. So sad. Now, Maria's breaking down. She's like, I see Joey as mine. And, you know, she just wants to run off into the sunset with him. And she's frustrated that she can't do that. And it's killing her knowing that her family, you know, will fall in love with him. But she's still an option. Like, she knows the hometown is going to go well.
Exactly. Yep.
But she still is not his, and he's not hers. So she goes to chat with him, and this outfit, belly out, leg out.
Oh my God, girl. I was, at first when she was doing her confessionals, I was like, this bitch loves a mock neck. I was like, what are we doing in another mock neck? And then they pan to the full fit. I said, bitch, you gonna sit down in that outfit? The gall and audacity you have to sit down in that outfit on television? You Oh my God.
That's she knows she got it. You gotta tell her. She knows she got it. Her little belly out. She don't care. Her leg out.
Jesus. And I believe a knee high boot.
Probably. That would fit. A mock cropped turtleneck.
Backless. I believe backless turtleneck.
Oh my God.
With a
High waisted mini skirt with a mean slit.
Up to the hip.
Up to the hip. The whole leg is out. With a thigh-high boot? Yup, that checks. Oh, Maria. Gotta love her.
Oh, man.
So they go to chat. She tells him she hasn't introduced anyone to her family in a while. And going to hometowns with him without
him. She found out it's a lie.
I know. We learned during the preview it's a lie. She's never brought anybody home. Oh, my God, this girl.
Ooh, playing chess, man.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, going into hometowns without him being hers is hard. And, you know, she brings up the other women and, you know, their connections. And he calls her out immediately and is like, you're always mm-hmm. discrediting what we have.
I love this. I love how he said that.
Mm-hmm. And the two of them, this little back and forth, this little energy, this little passion that they have. He is living for this as well.
She's definitely going to Fantasy Suite. There's no question. No way.
Yeah, there's no way she's not. So yeah, she's like, you know, bringing you to be my family, knowing that you're certain ways with other women. Like, I think she mm-hmm. mentioned seeing Jen kiss him today or something like that. She's like, I just don't know if I can do this.
In his head, she's like, I'm sending her ass home tomorrow. Chill.
Yeah, chill the fuck out. Oh, man. I don't know if I can do this. And the look on Joey's face was like the picture of, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah, exactly. I'm over it. I'm over this.
Because he knows she's coming here like expecting him to fight for them. And this man mm-hmm. is exhausted. He mm-hmm. don't have it in him.
Nope.
So this last.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Minute bullshit you about to pull. He literally was like, what the are you fucking kidding me, Maria? Mm-hmm. I don't have the energy for this. And yeah, for me, this moment, she just didn't seem emotional enough for me. For someone who's like ready to throw in the towel pre-hometowns,
right?
You are allegedly falling for this guy who's about to come home, meet your daddy, and you can't do it. And like, that's like a turmoil kind of place you'd be in, right?
Right.
She wasn't giving me the correct energy match for what she was actually doing.
I definitely understand that. She would have definitely felt more like Lexi did last week, where she was like kind of stumbling over her words and looking down. Yeah. Maria was extraordinarily confident.
Yes.
She was flipping that hair around. She was like, well, I just don't see it. I just don't know. You're my boyfriend. I don't understand. She was very confident.
A bit too confident. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Not enough emotion for what's actually happening. When you break it down, you're threatening to leave before you bring this person home. Like, it didn't check out for me. So yeah, Joey just tells her, he's like, it's not my job to force it. I do want someone to choose me.
Me. Yep.
My brain understands what you're saying, but my heart doesn't understand it, particularly after we just had our one-on-one. Like, what are you talking about? And he asked her flat out, is your mind made up? Because she was so confident in it. Like, I don't know. So he's like, are you going home? Like, is that what you're telling me? And she's like, I don't know. And like, gets up and walks off. And it's like,
goes to get the How to Win the Bachelor book. Starts flipping through. He's like, what page is that on?
The flip? Right.
He telling me to go home? What page is that on?
Yeah, what do I do? How do I get out of this? So she's off crying with a producer, and Joey does not chase after her.
Nope.
He sat right there in that chair.
I love it. He said, I'm not going to make a spectacle out of this. This is a spectacle enough. Lexi already left. I loved her. She looked just like Kelsey. Okay. And now you're going to pull this shenanigans? No. Mm-hmm. Tired of this.
I'm not doing this. So she comes back and is like, you know, maybe I overreacted. You know, I have a tendency to think out loud. I'm really scared. I just don't like seeing you with other women. And like, says all the things, flips the hair, does what she needs to do.
Yep.
And yeah, he just kind of breaks it down for her. He's like, I get it. I also have fears. He brings up how after her last relationship, I guess she shared this during their one-on-one, how after their last relationship, she kind of ran and she said she forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
and he's like seeing her leave the room and then threatening to leave the fucking show is a bit triggering, and you're gonna make me build my walls back up. So I need you to start believing that this can be you, and that we can do this. And then ask her, do you still want to be here? Because what I'm not gonna do is chase after you and do this bullshit right now. And she comes around, says yes. And apologizes because she had no intention of ever leaving, girl.
Please. No.
It's like doing it for the story, for the plot line. So, yeah, Joey now in his interview, he's a bit conflicted, he says, and is questioning whether he can trust her.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit, she's chaotic, but he makes a good point as to why he's confused. She's a bit chaotic, but maybe it's more real. And that's how all of the women actually should be acting, is this kind of like frantic and scared. Versus the other women are just saying what he wants to hear and are just putting on a good face. And I thought that was a really good point, because to be sitting here about to introduce somebody to, you know, my family, I'm one of four, you know, that's a scary position to be in. Like, my feelings are real for this man. And there's a huge chance. There's a 25, there's a 75% chance I'm not going to get chosen. You know what I mean? Like, that is scary. I think that would have me acting a little erratic and crazy and crying and frantic and a little bit more chaotic than how most of the women are kind of just like so calm, cool, and collected. Not saying that the way they're acting is wrong. It just, seeing Maria like an outlier would make me stop and pause and say, is she crazy or is she onto something? Because I've been in your position, Maria. Like, I remember feeling nuts in my head watching Dotton fucking make out with Charity. You know what I mean? So I thought that was interesting, seeing him kind of like toggle between the...
That is, that is funny that you say that. It immediately made me think of Coming to America. I feel like the closer we get to the hometowns, the closer we get to, I'll hop on a one leg and bark like a dog.
Yes.
And the farther away we get from Lisa McDowell, like we get away from actual unique feelings and unique energy. A lot of people, because they've seen the show, because there is a formula to the show, are saying the same thing. And the only two people who haven't are people who have guaranteed hometowns. Now we know Daisy and Maria. Interesting.
That is interesting. So so that happened. Now, at the end of the group date, Joey decides to not hand out a rose.
I mean, that'd be crazy.
And of course they're all disappointed, blase blah, but I think that's another thing I want to look at. The group date before the final hometowns, has a lead ever handed out a rose?
Which
means that there's only two left to fight for. I feel like there's usually, at the end, there's still usually three that he's given out, right?
Yeah, usually, yeah. And that's a really awkward group date rose to give out.
That is.
They all, oh God, I can't even, that's really like sharks in the water. They all want to kill you.
Yeah, literally, you could see them like circling around him. Him in that rose. Now, next day, time for Kelsey A, his wifey. They're one-on-one dates. And he says he wants a day where he feels nothing but confident in the connection. Translation, I'm in love with Kelsey A. So
yeah, I'm just so excited for this day.
For this day where there's going to be no issues. So yeah, they spend their day just kind of like flopping around the city, souvenir shop, go to get hot chocolate, s'mores, they go to a pub, just doing like normal boyfriend, girlfriend type of shit.
Exploring the town type shit,
Which was their first one-on-one. I can't remember their first one-on-one date. Was it like this too?
I don't remember. Oh, shit. I don't remember what activity they did. What city they were in. I don't remember.
I wouldn't be surprised though if it was a walk around and explore the city type of date. That's how he can see it the most with Kelsey A, because they've done the most normal, mundane shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Were they in Malta? I'm making something up, I think. Yeah, I can't remember.
I don't think it was an activity, though. Like, I don't think it was like...
Yeah.
Y'all remind us in the comments, because I definitely don't remember. So anyways, they go to the pub, they hang out, whatever, and then they learn about the polar bear plunge. That is happening that day, apparently. And Kelsey's mad hype, so basically you have to plunge into water that is 32 degrees. That will stop. Girl. That would stop my heart. I just would worry that I would die. Like literally.
Yeah. I don't know what possible benefits that could have to where I am craving to do this. I have no idea the mindset. I know Jody does this every year. We always say it's the whitest thing Jody does is this. And I don't understand the benefit of it.
Nah.
Put down below any cryotherapy divas. Put down below what this is all about.
Oh God. I mean, I understand the cold plunge, like people doing cold plunges, but the polar bear plunge, that's just for fun and pictures.
And yeah. Like, and energy, people get drunk
and go in with their friends, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, the energy, the vibes of the day, whatever. I have no fucking idea. I'm good. The coldest water I've ever been in was at the Jersey Shore.
I was going to say Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore, my God. But it was specifically when I remember I was in high school, Leah and I drove down for the day to the beach and she didn't even go in the water. I was like, I'm going in. I went in. I couldn't breathe. Like I literally couldn't catch my breath. I was cold. And I don't know what the temperature was that day because I've gone to the Jersey Shore since then and it's still fucking cold. But that day, I swear that shit was like 32 degrees. I literally was like starting to panic because I couldn't catch my breath. Like I couldn't find the air. It's like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you were coldest,
panicking. The coldest water ever. And that was in the middle of summer too. That shit was ice. I was
gonna say, what month was it?
It was summertime. It was like July.
Girl. Okay, if y'all don't know, Natasha gets cold. At a whisper of an air conditioner, Natasha is freezing.
Always so cold. But I will always go into the water. That's the thing. Yeah, you like, will. At any beach, I will get in the water. I'll figure it out. But that day, I'll never forget that. That was insane how cold that water was. Anyways, I do have a would you rather, friend.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay. Quick little fun one. Would you rather do a polar bear plunge?
Okay.
Or drink a jug of elk's milk.
Elk milk? I am actually really curious about elk milk.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just like very curious about that taste.
You like milk? You a milk drinker?
Oh my God, I used to be when I was like a little kid. And then I'm a coffee drinker. So I drink like creamer in my coffee and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, an adult, so I can't just be drinking a glass of milk.
You know? Yeah.
Fuck, I don't have that kind of stomach lining, that kind of gut health. Yeah. But I'm curious what that would taste like. I have no curiosity around the polar bear plunge.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
What about you?
I think I would do the polar bear plunge because I don't really like milk.
Even after your anxiety attack?
Yeah. Dip in and out. I feel like I would just throw up and I hate throwing up. And I I'm picky with dairy. You know, I'm picky with cheese. That's like
you are. Yeah. Okay.
Milk. I've never really liked milk. I'm not lactose intolerant. I just don't really like the taste of milk. Unless it's like chocolate milk, you know, just a glass of cow's milk. I don't even want to drink that. But elk's milk, that just sounds, I feel myself already gagging, so I'll plunge. I'll go in the water. I'm good. Oh, man. Especially if it's like Kelsey and Joey, and there's like a little sauna afterwards. I can.
Well, that's fabulous. Yeah, I'd do that.
Mm-hmm. Kelsey and Joey, they go to dinner, and you know she's riding on high. She's so excited to be here. These two are just like magically in love.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're watching. Not this high from the day. Y'all are in love. Yep. It's okay. So yeah, for her hometown, so her dad's gonna be there. Hopefully, she has four siblings. Hopefully, all four of them will also be there. And she shares that, you know, growing up, she wasn't super close to her dad. He worked a lot.
Yeah.
But since her mom passed away, they've gotten so much closer. And she got very emotional talking about her dad, like how he really stepped up for these five kids.
Ooh, that's so many people.
So many people. On top of losing the love of his life.
On top of that, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So just her talking about it just got her so, you know, emotional. Just like how amazing, that's an amazing person, that father, especially seeing as they didn't grow up very close. Mm-hmm. How he kind of like flipped that and was like, we are all we got, y'all. Yeah. And now that's like her best friend. You know what I mean? That's so cute.
It is nice because it, it shows so much even about the gender roles in their marriage, because it felt real traditional, right? The mom was home. Obviously, there's five of them, right?
Right.
Not even worth it for her to go to work. And then the dad was out in the military, I believe.
Yes, they were military.
So for him to just be like, okay, she's not there anymore, I have to like step up and do both, is something that a lot of men couldn't do in that same position. Of that very traditional gender role type of thing.
Yeah, they maybe step up as, you know, the provider, make sure they have everything they need, blah, 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 but to step up also emotionally, fulfill the role of the mom now that she's gone and fill that void, and also tend to his own grief.
That's
incredible. Yeah. Five kids. That's a lot of fucking people.
That is so many people, Natasha. Oh my God.
To do by yourself. Oh.
You're not. At that point, the oldest one, you raise
is helping.
Everybody takes somebody. Everybody has a buddy system.
It's true. I know.
And I'll take the leftover one. I'll take the other. Okay. Yeah. You four, you a pair, and then I'll take the other one.
Ooh. That's tough. Yeah. So yeah, they talk about, the end of the process and her being scared of him still being torn in the end. And he assures her that he's only going to get down on one knee if he's 1,000% sure. Like, he has no intention of being torn up until the very end. And yeah, she obviously gets the date rose because that's her husband.
Yep.
Now time for the cocktail party. So we have Daisy has a rose and Kelsey A has a rose.
Yeah.
So it's just Maria, Jen, Kelsey T, and Rachel. They need this cocktail party. They need to lay the voodoo on this man and try to get that fucking rose.
Voodoo.
Ooh, you can see the desperation in everybody's eyes. Like, ooh, they needed this so bad. And sure enough, the host walks in and says there's no cocktail party.
Mm.
And they all look so shocked. I'm like, girls, do your homework. They ain't never cut that
And what were you going to say?
And that too. What are you going to say at this hour? You have to expect that he knows already and is coming in already with a plan. So,
but they're at the point now. Like you said, the feelings are very real. They're very desperate. They're thinking it could turn around with a conversation.
They're hoping. Now, time for the roast ceremony. Joey comes in and immediately asks Maria to chat.
Oh my God. I feel like she put like a laser, like a red laser on her forehead. I feel like that's what he did. Ready to kill her. Like, oh my God. And the rest of the good, Rachel and Jess and Jen were like,
so pissed.
I thought we weren't going to be talking.
Right. Right. After she's done, can I come? Like, like, what the hell? I would have been so pissed too.
Yeah.
So he pulls her aside and says, look, I like you. I see something. I didn't have doubts coming into this week, but I also don't want to beg you to stay. And I want you to feel confident being here, because last time I just didn't understand where all that came from. And she again assures him, I like you a lot. I'm sorry. My insecurities got the best of me, but I'm here. I'm not running. Like, she literally said at the end, she was like, so yeah. So, Joey, cut her loose. I love this girl, but cut her loose.
I love her.
She don't want this.
No, I love her. I want to see her at the final two. God. I want to see her Tanya Harding Daisy. I want to see it.
Oh, my God. That even her reply to me was not convincing. I was like, Joey.
Not at all.
Not at all. So, yeah. Really? Like, what? Oh, my goodness. Now, back to the rose ceremony. First rose goes to Rachel.
Love it.
Which I was like, okay. And the last rose obviously went to Maria. Yeah. So, sadly, we have to say goodbye to some POCs.
To Jen.
Jen and Kelsey.
And Kelsey.
T. And you notice Kelsey T didn't even have an exit interview.
Oh, my God. And gave him a pat on the back.
Ooh, God.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She said, good luck.
Good luck. I'm out of here. See ya. Jen, I'm sure we'll see you in paradise. So,
yes, I hope so. Yeah.
I hope. Yeah.
She's fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was the episode, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So the preview for next week, going into hometowns, we're going to, I saw Niagara Falls. This is where Maria, she's from that area, I think. Christmas Tree Farm with Daisy.
Yep.
We see Joey learning the truth now. Maria letting him know that she's actually never brought anybody home.
Which is different from in a long time.
In a long time, exactly. Mm-hmm. So can't wait to hear that explanation of that lie.
Yeah. From he's already lying in a bubble of orchestrated love.
Right.
need you not lie, Maria, in this bubble of producers. Okay.
Right.
Lie when y'all get engaged.
Please. So I'm so curious to hear his reaction to that, or if he calls her out on it.
Yeah, if he does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We see Maria's dad, you know, trying to play it up like he's going to be tough. We see Kelsey's dad has his concerns as well.
Yeah.
We see Joey sitting with...
Yeah! Now that I understand.
Kelsey's dad? That,
Kelsey's dad being protective over her emotions. Mm-hmm. This girl is still very delicate over losing her mother, as she should be, as she deserves to be, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. She lost a parent very, very young. This was like 10 years ago, I think, that she lost her mom, or like 5 years ago or something like that. She was young as shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Being protective over her emotions, that I get,
because
he has to do two jobs now. Christmas Tree Farm, I don't know.
And also, like, Kelsey, like, losing a parent is like tremendous loss. Like, that's
right,
there's kind of no greater loss than like losing a child, I guess.
Yeah
So to have seen her through that, and now you have this man here who still has her as an option. And she's going to maybe experience loss again, loss of what she feels like is love her life.
Right.
I'm going to have questions as a daddy, for sure.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's like more relatable, I think, for Kelsey's dad to have it than Daisy's parents, but whatever.
Yeah, so Joey, we see him sitting with, I believe, Daisy's mom, saying she's not been able to express any feelings of love. Said something like that. So that's the one pain point, I guess, for him with her. And then we see Rachel, you know, cute little moments with Joey and the family, but then it ends with her and Joey outside the house on the little bench. And she's like crying really hard.
She's crying so hard, and she's crying so hard to where she wants to cry really hard, like ugly cry, nasty cry, and can't because she knows she's on TV. It looked like a moment where she was like, fuck, I'm on TV.
Yeah,
she got snapped out the moment. Rachel.
I know. I don't know what that's about.
I don't know either. Because after I go to Niagara Falls, I'm saying yes to the girl in Hawaii.
Right? I'm going to Hawaii, bitch. Fuck all y'all. I'm securing my home in this beautiful land. Please. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know what that's about. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Anyways, my friend, what did we learn this episode?
Yeah, we learned that, you know what? We're not parents. I'm really excited for the parents to chime in the comments below, and for everybody to chime in the comments about their experience of being protected by their family. I think, and we also didn't introduce people to our family until we were much older and very secure in our judgment.
True.
And we also had very, I know I have like, I have very secure family, like chosen family of my friends. I know like Nate had very secure chosen family in his New York life. Like,
right.
So it's just a different weight that you put on your parents. So we didn't really learn too much this episode about it. It was just a question that Daisy brought up for me that I was like, girl, stop acting like you a baby, please.
Yeah. I feel like what's to learn is, just like when you understanding when you accept yourself as being
as an adult
and trusting in your own judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's still, it's tough because in your mid-20s, you're a full-fledged adult, right? But
yeah,
you're bringing home someone probably for the first time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it still feels kind of like childlike, like I'm the kid bringing home my first boyfriend.
Okay.
So it's like you're doing a first, right? So you're kind of like toggling between these worlds of like trying to see yourself as an adult and take your own self seriously, but then also being like, oh my God, like mom, am I doing it right? Like, you know what I mean? Like still unsure because you've not done this before. It's a first. Right. So it's just kind of having, it's just part of growing up, just like accepting yourself for being an adult and doing adult things and accepting your judgment and demonstrating to your family that you trust yourself so that they don't have any doubts. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're coming in very like shaky, like, I don't know, mom, what do you think? Then she's going to be like, I don't know, bitch. I don't know who this man is. You brought him home. Like,
so that's the energy that my mother carries. And that's why I can't relate to Daisy because she's girl, you want an adult. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nice to meet him, but you're an adult girl. You do what you want with your life. This is your life now.
Right.
So I think that's why I can't really receive this the same way.
Yeah. I think we're watching her process of like accepting. We'll see.
Or not.
Or not. Yeah. I don't know how she's going to act during the hometowns, but somehow in the end, hopefully it will click for her. Like, oh, I'm like grown. Like I cannot wait for my parents, you know, approval to tell me this is right. Like you have to know within yourself that this relationship is right. That's why you're bringing them home, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the exact same with Amy on Love's Blind.
Oh God. She hasn't learned nothing. Okay.
The way she was building up that daddy, my daddy's approval is everything. It's like, I mean, yeah, we all in theory want our dad's blessing and blessing to me is different than approval, even like
same.
Even that just feels different, right? Like I of course want my dad to bless this relationship and be like, yes, I feel good about this man taking you on, blah blah blah. But approving, it's my decision.
And like if my dad approves, and I'm just like transparent on here all the time, if my dad approves and not my friends, I can't marry you. I'm around my friends way more than my daddy.
More. That's true. That's like, true.
You know?
Very true. So yeah, we'll see. Yeah. My question was, can you change someone's mind about wanting a relationship with you?
Oh, Jesus Lord.
Which made me think about a lot of people. Maybe think of Joey and Maria. Like she's trying to convince him or whatever. Maria, Joey and Daisy. Mm-hmm. Him trying to like convince her. And I kind of am a firm believer in like when you know, type of thing. And there's not much convincing that could happen.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me also think of Jen and Kelsey T. Like, I don't know if there's anything they could have done, right? To convince Joey or anything they could have said for him to want a relationship with them. I feel like, I think Joey is, for him in particular, just going off of a feeling. And I don't know if there's anything that you can say that can trump a feeling because it is kind of like this unseen, I just know how I feel about a person. I just see the future with them. Like you can't really, I don't know if there is anything that can like disturb that or shake that up or like convince someone otherwise. I think you can convince somebody out of a relationship with you by acting funky or crazy. Like you can definitely disrupt their image and feeling.
But shout convincing to Chelsea. Them, love is blind.
But convincing them into it, I feel like you have to arrive of that. You kind of have to arrive on that feeling on your own, I think.
Right?
Like,
or even have a moment together, an authentic moment together. I don't know if somebody can get on the stand and say words to convince you. I think the convincing is in all in action and very little in words, right?
Yeah, definitely in action, I think, more than words.
Yeah.
Another thing I was thinking about Jen and Kelsey T. Do you think it has anything to do with the way they presented their hometowns? Like they presented
friend.
Okay.
Absolutely it did. Yeah. And you know what? I'm thankful to Joey for doing this for these girls, because as much as we absolutely lived at Dean's hometown,
oh my God,
top hometown ever,
iconic,
we'll never
episode of television. Let's be clear, let's be really clear. We met his daddy, and Rachel was like, and that was like a mile,
fully in a tent, like
straight up in a yurt, wearing all kinds of colors and blouses and and loose fitting clothing with different colors. God.
And the wife wild. And the sister was there. No, and he God. Said, I love you. And they were snuggling in the sleeping bag. Nuts.
Wild. Yeah.
Nuts. Mm-hmm. I am very thankful that Jen and Kelsey did not have the opportunity to override that hometown. Because that was really crazy. It was so crazy and so authentic. And I never want to see it again. I never want to be that deep in someone's business ever again.
No. Oh my God, that was wild. I remember I was watching, like, why couldn't they? We've seen it before where they piece a hometown together with just friends.
Yep.
Friends and maybe an auntie. Yep. Why did we have to drag up Dean's father that he seemed to have not talked to in years? Put him on camera looking like this. Like, what the heck? We did not need to see that. I was wondering if Jen and Kelsey T, of all the women, seem to have painted the most potentially challenging hometowns,
right?
And if they had painted a brighter picture, would things be different?
I don't know if they have painted a brighter picture, it would be different. I do think though, he couldn't see past, we're gonna have a rough hometown and then I'm going to eliminate you right after.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think he's ready to go to Hawaii with Rachel. That's an easy hit. Okay, mm-hmm, meet her nice, happy parents. Easy. Mm-hmm, but he knows that Rachel's not the one. Come on. Kelsey's sitting right there. So he knows Rachel's not the one.
Right.
And it's not like damaging to her psyche.
Breaking up.
He goes home and then breaks up with her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her nice daddy two? And everything. That would be rough. Yeah.
That would be really hard on them. So I appreciate him for doing that.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Because I feel like Jen and Kelsey T would both blame the hometown.
Exactly. Exactly.
In a way that the other women might, but maybe not. Because, you know, like Rachel, as she said, we know she has like a really nice dad and her parents are still married and blah, blah, blah. Like, so yeah, interesting. Let us know what you guys think.
Yes.
Drop down some comments down below on Patreon or email us to blackgirlsandrose@gmail.com. Rate, review, and subscribe. Find us on Instagram and TikTok. All that good stuff. And we'll see you guys next week.
Sure will. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.